Welcome, faithful viewers, to today's Good People, Good Works, featuring the second of a two-part series on the Kids Venice Basketball League, or KVBL, which hosts the Natural Leaders Camp, a free 9-week summer day camp for children. The KVBL is part of the Venice Basketball League, an adult league that plays in the magnificent Venice District of Los Angeles, California, USA, and features some of the world's best street basketball players. Founders of the Venice Basketball League, John Nash and Nick Ansom, created KVBL for youngsters of all socioeconomic backgrounds in the greater Los Angeles area. The Natural Leaders Camp provides leadership training, teaches healthy lifestyles, and raises children's environmental awareness. In addition, participants learn yoga from famous instructors such as Rainbow Mars, get basketball tips from some of the Venice Basketball League's best players, receive fitness training from renowned vegan bodybuilders, and eat delicious, organic, raw, vegan food. Today we'll meet more members of this wonderful group's dedicated team. Let's first talk with the loving, organic, raw, vegan, gourmet chef, Brian Lucas, also known as Chef Belive, who creates mouth-watering dishes for politicians, celebrities, and athletes. Chef Belive is the official culinary artist for the Natural Leaders Camp and the Venice Basketball League.
Well, my very close friend and brother, John Nash, he is the founder and one of the pro streetball basketball players here at the Venice Basketball League. He created the Venice Basketball League 2 years ago with Nick, and then he had this vision of wanting to do a kids Venice Basketball League because at that point he was turning on to veganism and raw foods and yoga. And so at that point, he's like, I want to create a camp for kids to come for free. They can come from all over, white, black, Asian, Muslim, and they can come and they can play basketball, learn about raw foods and veganism and about the environment and do yoga. 2 weeks before, he's like, I want you to be the chef for the KVBL and the VBL. And I agreed to it. And when I came and made raw living foods for inner city youth and for kids in general, I was just so grateful to be involved. It's been really cool.
What is organic raw vegan food like? Chef Belive gives us more details.
Raw specifically is essentially taking nuts, fruits, seeds, vegetables, and eating them in their living form. And basically we do heating up through dehydration, so we make breads, all through like using sprouted grains and nuts and keeping the enzymes intact. And the enzymes, most of them die at heats over 100, 115, 120 degrees. So it's about absorbing your nutrients and the micronutrients and vitamins and minerals in a more correct manner so our body is really happy. I make really scrumptious, good-tasting, incredibly wonderful gourmet raw living cuisine to show you that you can take vegan and raw food and just like have the biggest taste bud tantalizing experience of your life.
Chef Belive has been delighted at the children's appreciation of his wonderful dishes.
The first day I made a breakfast, a pecan, walnut, coconut-based cereal with an almond milk. And most of the kids liked it. One thing is we didn't tell them that it was raw living food, vegan food, and we just like fed them. And most of the kids really enjoyed it. And then I did a lunch. I did a Caesar salad. So they had in their mind Caesar. They didn't know that it would be vegan or specifically raw. And they all loved it. And I got a chance to really get to know how to approach the kids, and especially children who have never had vegan food and raw foods. And I designed fruit in the morning and then do a salad, something simple, for lunch. And so they really like took on to it well.
Besides enjoying sumptuous, healthy, organic raw vegan meals, the children also gain constructive information about maintaining their health and well-being.
On the second week, we started explaining enzymes and veganism and raw foods and started incorporating the ideas of what we were doing. So we were planting seeds in their brain. So it was really cool. They took on to it. Each week they were coming back for more salads. And it's really about planting seeds. That's what we're really here doing, is like turning them on to yoga, you know, letting them do some yoga and turning them on to raw vegan food. And then letting them play with the street pros, and then teaching them walking out to the beach and standing in the water, and teaching them about the environment, like sitting around in a circle and putting our hands in the sand and talking about the electromagnetic field and Mother Earth. It's very rewarding. So I'm so grateful to be involved with it. And I'm a really big believer of organic. The Earth is all we have right now. We need to start healing it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important. And it's one of my biggest messages, and to put all of our energy into making it a better place.
When we return, we'll meet more supporters of the Natural Leaders Camp. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Friendly viewers, welcome back to Good People, Good Works and our program, Profiling the Kids Venice Basketball League, or KVBL, which hosts a free 9-week summer day camp for children run by John Nash and Nick Ansom. The camp is held in the beautiful seaside Venice district of Los Angeles, California, USA. Camp participants of all backgrounds work on their basketball skills with great players from the Venice Basketball League and learn about personal responsibility, self-discipline, and eating right. Camp attendees also interact with local celebrity volunteers, including Adore, a member of the touring dance troupe, the Belly Dance Superstars, which has performed 600 shows for over a million people in 20 countries. Besides appearing in films, music videos, and plays, she is director and choreographer of the musical review, Her Song, about women's contributions to U.S. pop music over the last 100 years.
I got involved through both Brian, BeLive, and also through John Nash, who runs the program. I actually teach a yoga, it's more like a yoga fusion warm-up. I was also a gymnast, so I kind of incorporate some of my gymnastics skills with the yoga.
Adore shares her experiences about the kids she's met at the camp.
Oh, they're great. The ones who have worked with me before, are, like, they're really attentive. And in general, once one of them sees the person in front of them doing it, then they kind of do it, and then it kind of is a nice ripple effect. Everything I do is a fusion. I'm actually an ethnic fusion, and I think it just inspired me to mix a lot of things. And that's kind of just the nature of the country, is to sort of gravitate towards things but incorporate them into what you're already doing.
We next meet camp instructor Sam Harris, also known as Free Will, a good friend of John Nash's, who over the past 10 years has worked with homeless youth from the ages of 12 to 24. What does Free Will teach the children at the camp?
Life skills, straight up, like just how to be, you know, good people. How to play like a team, because you got to have a team in life to get anywhere, you know. So just basic skills and just how to hold themselves with integrity and be good young people, you know, grow up to be, you know, our leaders.
Free Will explains what he's learned from working with the children at the Natural Leaders Camp.
To not take myself too seriously. You know, kids know how to enjoy themselves, and, you know, to be in a childlike state is what we should all strive to be at all times, because that keeps us young, it stops us from aging, you know, and with the healthy food that we have out here and stuff, it's like we're finding different ways to make some serious things really fun, you know. like it's raw vegan food over there, but the way the kids are acting, you couldn't tell the difference. You know, it's, they're enjoying themselves, they're enjoying the food, enjoying what they're being exposed to.
Free Will has a message for all our young viewers.
Follow your dreams. Always follow your dreams. No matter what's going on, what they tell you you can do or what you can't do, follow your dreams of what you love and you'll be all right.
Now John Nash describes his vision for the future of the Venice Basketball and Kids Venice Basketball Leagues.
Well, the plan has always been the same. I mean, we planted 2,000 moringa trees in Compton. We're going to go back to Compton and plant more trees and have a block party there. And the original plan all along for the VBL was to go to Paris. My partner Nick is from Paris. Go to Africa, go to Brazil, go to China. They love street basketball there. So we go there, play street basketball, we build a court, we build a sustainable living facility, and then we build a place where they can grow organic gardens like moringa trees and stuff like that. So everywhere we go, there's a court, there's a sustainable living facility, and there's a place to grow gardens for the kids, and it's a natural leaders camp. Wherever we go, we want to just build it, and then when we leave, it's there, and it will continue to be there in China, in Japan, in Africa, everywhere. That's the whole plan.
We extend our heartfelt thanks to John Nash, Nick Ansom, and all the Natural Leaders Camp volunteers and staff for their noble efforts in helping young people towards a constructive future through lessons in healthy living and valuable life skills. For more details on the Kids Venice Basketball League, please visit kvbl.org. Thank you, cordial viewers, for joining us today for this edition of Good People, Good Works. Coming next is The World Around Us, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May we all strive to selflessly serve our communities.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.